We're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper, communion, together. How good it is to sit at the table of the Lord together as a family. We've been adopted. We're all different. We're all unique. We come from different places, different backgrounds. We're different. Praise God for that. But we sit at a table together as one family. Jesus is the head. Because He's adopted us as His own children. And He loves us. He loves you. So I'm going to invite you to reflect on how good it is to be adopted into the family of God. To be adopted as children of God. To sit around His table. To feast in His presence. And this is just a taste, just a foretaste of the feast that is coming. When we, all saints throughout history, seated around His table, enjoying His immediate fellowship. We need to learn some table manners. That's a lost art in our culture today. Table manners. Well, no, don't just dig in and start eating ahead of everybody else. Wait. Till everybody's served. Till everybody's seated. Till God is thanked. Because from Him come every good thing. Wait. Put the needs of others above your own. We're invited to sit at the table of the King. I don't want to use the wrong fork. There's grace for that. God is merciful, but I don't want to just show up and look like a fool. So God, teach us what it looks like to sit at your table. Paul rebukes the Corinthians because in this communal meal that they shared, and they typically would share a full meal at the beginning. This would be part of a meal, and the rich people would shame the poor. They'd take the best seats, they'd eat all the good food, and they'd leave nothing for the... They didn't show love. It says they didn't discern the body. They didn't recognize we're all one. There's not rich and poor, slave and free. We're all one in Christ. And we need to treat each other with respect and dignity as children of God. Sons and daughters of the Most High. So I'm going to invite the guys to come. We'll serve you bread and juice. Reminders of what it cost Jesus to adopt us into His family. Adoption is expensive. I've got friends who have adopted, and it is costly. No adoption so costly as my adoption, your adoption. God the Father sent His only Son to die on a bloody Roman cross to pay my price in full so that I could be called His child. Treasure that truth. We'll take bread and juice and remember together when we've all been served. Let's take that together after we give thanks. Father, thank You for sending Your only Son to pay our price in full. Thank You for bringing us to Your table. Transforming our hearts by Your Spirit to want to please You, to want to live in such a way that brings glory and honor to Your great name. Lord, thank You that there is forgiveness at the cross for wretches like me who have failed in so many ways and continue to fail. Help us. Help us to grow in godliness. be more like you. Work that in us by your Spirit, through your word, for your glory. Thank you for the broken body and the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, who washes us clean in your presence so we can be accepted at your table. We remember his body broken for you. His blood shed for you.